We're getting set game two of a three-game set between the Shockers and the Biscuits to start the 2024 season. We welcome you back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. It's time for today's pregame interview, and we're joined by last night's hero, Ernesto Martinez Jr., who had that big game-winning RBI double to walk it off in the ninth. Ernesto, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, man. Thanks very much to you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for providing some fireworks last night. How fun was that to get the walk-off?
It was nice. It was nice. I was talking to Garcia for the whole, like, second half of the game. He was like, yo, if we tie this thing, it's going to come down to you, so you better be ready. I was like, if I go in, I'm going to be pushing for the fastball, but if you throw a slider, I'm ripping it off. And then he threw the slider and then happened to catch barrel.
Now, you have two walk-off doubles on opening day, one in 2022, this time in 2024, both of them on the slider. How weird is that it's happened twice? It's like lightning striking twice.
Yeah, it's weird, though. Both of the closers had quick sliders, so I kind of been ready for, like, something quick. So last time it was double right center with the slider, and then this time it happened the same thing because they always try to go back foot on me. So I kind of like, they're kind of catching barrel with me. So.
How big was it for this team second half of the game? It seemed like once you guys would get into the Montgomery bullpen, things would happen. What was it like in the dugout when things really started to turn around second half of that ball game?
I think it was just, first day everybody's, kind of excited to start. And then, we haven't, for baseball players sometimes where, the park that you play, you're not used sometimes. Even when we play the college team, we were like, it feels a little bit weird. But after that, when the night came in, we already had like two at bats each, and the relievers were even harder to hit than the starter, and we're feeling great after that second half. So I think it was just that.
How big is it too to have that kind of fun on opening night, going into 138 games, and game one ends like that?
It's great, dude. I the team chemistry is super high. Everybody was hustling. Everybody was rooting. Everybody was pulling to the same side. So. Yeah, it was great. It was great. The team is all in harmony right now. The chemistry, everything is fine. Everything's perfect right now.
We talked when you were here last year about how much you had wanted to finally get to the Double-A level, and you made it last year, and you're starting the year in Biloxi for 2024. How exciting is it to be around this group of guys and a lot of returners that you played with last year and some guys you played with in Wisconsin as well?
Yeah, it feels great. It feels great now. We have... last year we had this with goal. Now we have, Triple-A Big League goal. But it feels great. I like the fans. I like the team, the environment. Everything is perfect here. The weather. Everything is perfect, yeah. It feels great to be back.
Now, last year as well, you said one of your favorite parts about Double-A was the food. I know you guys haven't been here very long, but is that still holding up for 2024?
It's still holding up. We've had a lot of good food lately, so I think we're gonna keep it for this year. I hope we do, because that's probably where the power comes from. So I ain't gonna lie to you.
One of the big things for you this offseason is you did have a choice to make. You didn't earn minor league free agency this past offseason. You decided to re-sign back with the Brewers organization. What went into that decision?
So first of all, I had a conversation with my mom, my dad, and I was like, I don't want to enter free agency because I feel like I haven't given everything that I have in the tank for the Brewers. I've been hurt for a long time. So, they offered me before I even became a free agent. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go back because I feel like business not done with them. So, yeah, I kind of like wanted to try again, with the Brewers.
What about the Brewers organization is so special to you?
I know. Hey, let me tell you this. They have given me the opportunity already two times. When they signed me and this time, and they have always taken care of me. They've always been worried about, anything I do. So for me, it's like, home at the end of the day.
How special is it, too, to work with these coaching staffs, whether it's Mike Guerrero last year, Joe Arolt last year, and this year? How important have those coaches been to your development and those managers been to your development throughout your career?
Oh, great. Mikey has been helping me a lot with defense, Joe has been teaching me a lot about the game, how to play it. He's been giving me a lot of freedom to play, giving me a lot of confidence. Yeah, it's been great. Every time I'm around Arolt or Mikey, I know, I can do good because they have my back all the time. They've been rooting for me since day one, so.
This was a fun offseason for you, too. You got to represent Team France in the European Baseball Championships. You got to hang out at spring training. What was the big focus for you this offseason?
My big focus this offseason was consistency, trying to stay healthy, create a routine, work a lot on my hitting, you know, so I, like I told you, to be consistent the whole year. And then I wanted to represent France because the last time I did it, it was in the European U18 Championship. I wasn't in shape, nothing. I didn't do great, so I wanted to kind of like get back to my form and we deliver, you know. We got walked off by a Brewer catcher, but from Team Germany, but we got to semifinals, so we almost got to semifinals, so it was great.
How cool is it for you to represent Team France? Because your dad played there for a long time.
Yeah, my dad played there for 11 years, I think. So for me, it's almost like home too, because, you know, those people over there have taken care of me all the time. They've helped my family. They, you know, when I got there, they gave me free scholarship. They helped me a lot. So for me, France is like, you know, it's my second home besides Cuba, you know? Yeah.
Well, Ernesto, thanks much for joining us. Best of luck the rest of the way. And congrats again on the big-time walk-off.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. Back after this on the Shuckers Radio Network.